Hello, welcome to episode 261 in the LGA Summer Series. As I say in the beginning of each, if you are listening to my podcast for the first time and you're wondering what this is, head to episode 255 to hear a brief explanation of my summer series. So this week we are talking about, technically this is moving into now layer two, right? So it's kind of like beginning to rebuild because all the episodes before this, all the information and work I do with my clients in the topics before this is around really beginning to unravel and shine the light on how am I feeling, how do I want to feel, and what pieces are actually holding me back. Because I think, as I had said in other episodes, we're really clear on what we don't want. We can be really clear on that, but we're not always clear or have the clarity or awareness to see what is holding me back, and not externally, but internally. And that can be really hard. It's very vulnerable to be that honest with ourselves of what actions and thoughts are really keeping me stuck. So as a recap, we really want to be focusing on our health holistically. How are you taking care of your body physically, mentally, emotionally? Be sure you continue to work on different routines. Add things in slowly in small quantities and it's going to change all the time. You're going to ebb and you're going to flow. Things will come and go, and you're going to add in more, you're going to take away things, but just always have that intention of recognizing you can always come back. You always start over, right? You know, you have a day of enjoying food or drink in a certain way. It doesn't mean you failed. Doesn't mean you give up. It just means you come back the next day, and always just showing up as your best, which doesn't mean the best. It doesn't mean it's what your best was yesterday or what your best is going to be tomorrow, but what your best is today. And then it's always recognizing being very, very cognizant of how do I want to feel in my life. As I have shared, one of my main core desired feelings is connectedness. I feel like I'll always have that. I think that's a core of who I am, that it is what, you know, if you look at my human design, my Enneagram type, like that is 100% what connects to my heart and helps me. It's what makes me feel alive and, yeah, all the good feelings. So I don't think that'll ever change, but there are other feelings I want to feel that might change. And that it could be seasonally, it could be times in your life. So for instance, maybe in the winter, I crave coziness and quiet a lot more than summer, where I may crave adventure and feeling alive. And those are two very different ways of feeling. And so that's why it's important to always check in with yourself of, am I feeling the way that I want to feel? So if you constantly have this routine of coziness and quiet and you're moving into a season where you're actually wanting more, don't get stuck in like, but this is how I do things. This is what I want to do. It's really, really paying attention to how you want to feel. So in general, if you listen to all the episodes before this, you're doing the work on trying to figure out, you know, how am I feeling and what thoughts are really holding me in this place that I no longer want to be. So that's the unraveling. And now to rebuild, what I'd love for you to do, if it calls to you, and this is what I ask my clients to do, is to pull up something called the Wheel of Life. There are so many different versions of it. I've put one in the different planners that I've designed. Find one that resonates with you, draw your own. It's very simple. It's just a circle and it has the different areas of life. Those can even vary on what you're looking at. The areas I usually use are health and wellness is one, family, your romantic relationship, career, home, or your environment, friends and your social life, personal development, and money. Sometimes you can have spirituality in there, so many different areas that you can put down. But I feel like that generally covers most of it. And then it's like a scale of essentially 1 to 10 of how you feel, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, and just rating how you're feeling in those different areas of life. I love this. And actually the planner that I use, the company is called Clever Fox. I'm enjoying this daily planner that I use, and they actually monthly have reflections and they have this Wheel of Life in there. I love that because it's just a reflection on, sorry for my breathing. We continue to deal with smoke here in the Northeast and I am just struggling to get air in. So this is where I am right now. I think that we can move through life. Again, there's like an autopilot, out of sight, out of mind. We might know that there's an area that we're not that happy in, but like if we're not told to sit down and be like, you need to look at this, it's really easy to not deal with in like a subconscious way, right? I think sometimes we consciously choose not to deal with something, but more than not, I think like we know it's there, but without having to look at it, it's really easy to not have to deal with it. So this Wheel of Life, I think, is a wonderful, very simple approach to see, okay, like, is everything a 10 all the time? 100% no, probably not. But, you know, if you're rating your family life as an 8 and money is a 7 and career is a 7, but friends and social is a 2 and your home is a 3, it can put into perspective, like, okay, I'm clearly money and family and my career are doing well. It seems like I need to put some attention into my friends and social life and my home because it's I'm not feeling good there. Because it's easy to spend all of our attention in the things that feel good, right? So it's a wonderful way just to take an inventory. So that's what I ask my women to do, is to take inventory. I encourage you to do it regularly. And then from here, this is what I call the expanded dreams section. So throughout LGA and these podcast episodes, I'm talking about really exploring. There's the constant theme of really looking into the different areas of our life and, you know, going through it, recognizing, okay, there's, you know, where do I want to be and what's holding me back, right? So first it's identifying like big dreams. We're getting really big and audacious and maybe a little silly and what our different dreams are, just to be able to connect with how we want to feel, which is really important, right? So again, we've done this unraveling, but now we have to really gain the clarity on your expansion of where is it that you want to be and what's going to get me there. And this is where, so when you're taking the inventory, it's essentially like goal setting and the foundation of setting different goals. And this is how we break it down. Like we have to start big and then work backwards to figure out. So, you know, if you have this goal of, so for me, once I had a goal of, I wanted to pay off all my school loans, that's a really big goal. You know, it's a big money goal. And just looking at the big goal, it starts with, how do I want to feel? You know, I know. So here's a really, it's a wonderful example that I was feeling really angry and resentful paying my student loans every month, to the point where some months I wouldn't even pay it. Not because I didn't have the money, but because it made me so angry. So I knew how I didn't want to feel, right? I was feeling really frustrated with these loans. I felt guilty that my husband inherited them by marrying me, like all these yucky feelings. And it's easy to actually just sit in that, because that's called the comfort zone. Like, you know what to expect. You're comfortable with the feelings. Getting out of that is what's uncomfortable. And I reached this point of, okay, I'm like at a 1 with these school loans. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I know I feel frustrated. I know I feel resentful. I know I feel guilty. How do I want to feel? And I wanted to feel in control. I wanted to feel proud. I wanted to feel free from this loan, right? So I figured out how I wanted to feel. How do you feel that way? 1, pay the freaking bill, right? 2, get rid of the bill. How do we do that? Pay it off, you know? So it was really unraveling, how am I feeling here? How do I want to feel? And ultimately recognizing that what the expanded dream in there is to pay off the school loans. How do I get there? And that is, so, you know, I unraveled, I went big, and then I broke it down. And I had a goal of, let's see if I can do this in a year. And instead of just saying, like, I'm going to try pay my loans off in a year and just blindly went at it, I really broke it down. Like, okay, this is how much is left divided by this many months. I'd have to pay X amount of dollars every month to pay this off. And I bring in this much money, I spend this much money, where can I cut off spending, can I add in some extra work to bring in more money, etc. I paid off the loans, I think it was even like a month or two, I think I paid them off by October of that year instead of December. But it's because I had a plan, and I really broke down how I was feeling, how I didn't want to feel, how I did want to feel, what my big goal was, the expanded dream in there, and then made a plan, and I broke it down into smaller goals. And I reached it. We can do that with anything we want in our life. And guys, I'm telling you, it was a lot of freaking money. You know, it wasn't, you know, having an amount of money that was just a little bit and was really easy to pay off. It was a ton. And in looking at that, you think, oh, there's no way. You know, just looking at it, it's kind of like the big dream of like, there's no way I could do that. But it's asking yourself, how can I? And really breaking it down and then being honest with yourself. Like, okay, I can't do this in 12 months, even though I want to, but I'm going to do it in 18 months. And moving on from there. So anyway, that's example. So now I want you to go through all of those areas of your life, the ones that I just listed, you know, health and wellness, family, etc. And I want you to, so that the questions you want to answer are, where am I in this area? And then where do I want to be? So where are you now? And where is it you want to be? So where am I now? I'm frustrated with having these bills to pay. Where I want to be is feeling less resentful as I pay the bills and ultimately pay them off. Okay, what will get me there? What will get me there is taking a hard look at how much I have to pay, how much money I make, how much money I spend, and how much money I have to pay every single month to have them paid off by this date. Okay, so that's what I want you to do in every single area of your life that you're taking inventory on. And be honest with yourself too. And also, it's important to really look at where you want to be and recognize that, you know, again, like with this school loans example, maybe it's a little too ambitious to say, I'm going to pay these off in a year. Do I want to? Yes. Is that realistic when I really break it down? It's probably going to bring more stress into my life. Let's bump it up to 2 years, right? So really sit and be honest with yourself of what that might look like. And then sit with it. Really sit with that and in an excited way of you are able to do anything you want in your life with intention, with a plan, with self-awareness, with flexibility. To know that you are a constantly changing human being who has emotional needs, who has physical needs, and that there are extenuating circumstances that you do not have control of in good ways and bad, right? And I don't even like to say good and bad, just ways that feel exciting and have comfortable, yummy feelings and ways that feel less comfortable in their feelings, right? Whether, you know, it's losing a job or getting a new job or finding a partner or going through a divorce, like all these different things can happen. So it's going to shift. My point in sharing this is it's going to shift how you feel. It might shift the goals that you have or where you want to be in different areas of your life. And this is why this isn't like a one-time thing. This is, I recommend monthly sitting with the different areas of your life. Every year, I basically do this exercise every year, and then I take the Wheel of Life inventory monthly. So that, and I'll tell you what, you look at my goals from 5 years ago, unbelievably different. Different person, different career, different money goals completely in ways you wouldn't expect. It's totally different. And it's always important to meet yourself where you are and to know who you are. Because when we continue to move through our life in autopilot and lack of intention and lack of awareness, we're not taking responsibility and accountability for how we want to feel in our life. And then that's when we become a byproduct. That's when we become victimized, like all the gross feelings. And we have full control over how we want to feel, the dreams we have. And what do they see? What do they say? A goal without a plan is just a dream. So take these dreams and know that in future episodes, and even a little bit that I shared here, is how you turn those dreams into goals. We need to have plans. We need to have action steps. We need to have intention and awareness. I'll say it over and over and over again. Okay, that's what I have for you this week. Next week, we're going to talk all about boundaries because that is unbelievably important. One of the biggest concepts I teach to my clients. They're big aha moments. I'm very excited to talk to you about that next week. Have an amazing one. I forget and have no idea where this airs, but if it's around 4th of July, which I feel it is, if you are in the United States, I hope you had an incredible holiday and got to see really fun fireworks and have time with friends and family and barbecue and just feeling and enjoying that energy of summer. It's always so delicious. All right. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And I will talk to you next time. Again, be sure to reach out to me, Erin at erinjoyceco.com or Instagram, erinjoyceco.com. Nope, just kidding. Erin Joyce Co. _. Okay. I'll talk to you next time.